It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, December 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Boy, has Bitcoin had a wild week, in no small part because the largest single exchange where people can pay cash for this new form of digital money ran into a huge roadblock. The exchange is called BTC China. In recent months, the price of Bitcoin has skyrocketed thanks to people buying it up in the country where the national currency is tightly controlled. But a few days ago, the Chinese government put on the brakes, forcing the exchange to stop accepting Chinese currency. That cut the price of Bitcoin in half, but there's still plenty of interest in the country. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz takes us inside BTC's operations in Shanghai.
For a global exchange handling nearly $100 million worth of trading a day, I was picturing shiny glass offices overlooking an impressive trading floor. But when I arrived to the office of BTC China, I squeezed past two dozen employees cramped inside a 1,500-square-foot room to get to CEO Bobby Lee. Lee says 6 months ago, when he started BTC China, this tiny space worked fine.
But to our surprise, roughly 6 months ago, we're now practically full. We have 30 people here. And it's been a wild ride.
It's fast.
Very fast. It's Bitcoin time. Very fast.
And in a Bitcoin minute, Lee's Bitcoin exchange just lost its ability to accept deposits in Chinese currency. The People's Bank of China told third-party payment providers, Chinese equivalents of PayPal, to stop working with Bitcoin exchanges.
A third-party payment company is critical to our daily operation. If we are ever told that we no longer have the ability to work with third-party payment companies, then essentially our business model is going to be at risk.
Before China's government became involved, a single Bitcoin was worth more than $1,000. Today, it's worth half that. This roller coaster ride is thanks to Bitcoin's enormous popularity in China, a country where people have few good investment options and where speculating is sport. It's attracted a certain type of person. 9 of every 10 Chinese who owns Bitcoin are like office worker Xiao Xiao, male, under 40, and college educated. Xiao says he's not scared of China's new Bitcoin rules.
China's government hasn't completely banned Bitcoin here. In fact, it can't. It can try to ban investment in Bitcoin, but it can't stop it.
It is a digital currency, after all, says Xiao. As long as you have an internet connection and at least one place in the world that allows an exchange to operate, Bitcoin will survive. When I tell Xiao how much Bitcoin's price has fallen this week, he looks surprised. He hasn't been checking the markets.
I didn't know the price dropped that much. I think I'll wait a couple of days and see what happens.
And if the price of Bitcoin drops further, Xiao says he'll buy more. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
By the way, there is a guy here at Marketplace who bought Bitcoin a while back and still holds it despite the huge drop in value, engineer Bill Lance. I asked Bill why he remains a believer. He says Bitcoin offers a beautifully simple thing.
A completely non-corruptible, non-usurpable store of value that allows people to transfer value amongst themselves without the supervision of a third party or the potential for a third party to interact.
That's our engineer, Bill Lance. We have lots more from our week of Bitcoin. Just head over to our website, marketplacetech.org. Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount helps us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. It's Friday, so you know it's time for our weekly numbers game. Today, I play with Luis Van Aan, professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon and CEO of the language learning app Duolingo. Van Aan is already having a pretty good week because Duolingo just won Apple's App of the Year award. It basically makes learning a language into a game. The company's gone from 3 million to 16 million users in recent months. But enough of those numbers. Luis Van Aan, you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
All right, I got a number for you. 28.3 miles per hour.
Wow, that is the speed at which, I don't know, the new MIT bicycle can go.
Very excellent guess, but it's actually the speed of the cheetah robot built by Boston Dynamics. You know that robot company that Google bought this week?
I did not know that. That's cool.
All right, Luis, you got a number for me?
All right, 500,000 Legos.
Is the number of Legos that it took to build a replica of a giant supercomputer?
No, it is the number of pieces that went into building a drivable car made entirely of Legos, and that even includes the engine.
Would you drive a car made out of Legos?
Sure, I'd be scared of it.
As long as the airbag isn't made of Legos. All right, I got another number for you. $65.
The price of the new tablets. There's going to be tablets for $65.
It's actually the price of a device called No More Woof. And the device claims to be able to read your dog's mind. Are you a dog guy or a cat guy?
I am a dog guy. I actually have my dog next to me here in my office.
Oh, yeah? What's the dog's name?
Bunny.
Do you feel like you can already read Bunny's mind, or do you feel like we need a device to put on Bunny's head to understand?
I'd like a device. I don't believe this one will work, but I'd like a device.
All right, you got another number for me?
40 million debit and credit cards.
I know what this is, and it makes me a little bit queasy. It's the number of credit cards and debit cards that were used at Target and compromised by hackers this week.
You got it. I think the units here gave it away. Not much you can do with 40 million credit and debit card.
Luis von Ahn is the CEO of Duolingo. It got this year's App of the Year from Apple. Luis, thank you very much, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.